Everybody, welcome to another episode of Judge Dad Verdicts. I am Judge Dad, also known as Sean McMillan, here with my co-host, Richard Morrow.
What's going on, everybody?
He's so cool, you know? He was one of the cool kids in the school, right? You were most popular, weren't you?
I was one of them.
Did you win homecoming or something?
I'm not going to answer that.
Yeah, he did. Anyway, thank you for tuning in. I'm always excited to have you with us, and I welcome you to this moment. Let me prepare you. The moment is about to be a little special because we cover the ridiculous, not the mundane. We cover stories that will just make you wonder about the future of our species and at the same time make you glory and all that we hope to be. Rich,
it's a very great way to put it.
Yeah.
I love hearing you do that every time.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just like your smile.
I try to knock you off your pivot every way I can, you know?
No.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay.
You ready to dive into some of these stories?
I'm ready.
Today? Yeah, you feeling good?
I'm feeling good.
Okay, we're gonna start off with some sports today.
Hopeful.
Yeah. I know you know. You may not have played sports, but you're definitely a fan of sports.
Where did that critique come from? I feel judged.
You've never mentioned.
I played sports in high school.
What sports did you play?
Basketball.
Oh, okay.
And tennis.
Okay.
I still play tennis.
Okay. You do. I actually did know that. I didn't know the basketball part, though. That's actually pretty cool. You just got some points. Okay, but this one's about football. So, I'm not sure if you knew this, but there was a huge upset. You know Alabama's like the juggernaut next to Ohio State, of course.
Yeah, I like the quarterback football. For Alabama.
Alabama, yeah.
Bryce Young.
Really good.
Yeah, he's excellent.
So,
good guy, too.
Really?
Good human being.
Saban has a habit of getting amazing quarterbacks, right? So, Alabama, notorious for just not losing games, pretty much. They lost to Tennessee, according to USA Today. There's a crazy backstory to what happened after the game. You know, when you beat a big team like Alabama, it's natural for the school and the fans to storm the field after the game.
Right.
Right? You've seen that plenty. Well, they beat Alabama for the first time since 2006. So this was a huge, huge deal. Not to mention, Alabama was looking amazing before this. Fans stormed the field. And have you ever seen when they jump on the goalpost and they take the whole goalpost down?
I have seen that, yes.
Yeah, well, the Tennessee fans took it even further when they beat Alabama this year. They actually took one of their goalposts and threw it in the Tennessee River. And now, instead of fetching them out of the river, the school is asking for donations to cover the cost of the new posts.
So they won a game, and because they're not used to winning in this particular...
they lost their minds.
in this particular setting, they lost their damn minds.
They lost their damn minds.
Jumped up on the goalpost, lifted it up off the ground.
And took it out of the stadium.
Into the river.
Into the Tennessee River.
And threw it in the river.
And threw it in the river.
Now, first of all, I warned all of you watching that none of these stories are mundane. Some of them border on the ridiculous, and this is these every day.
This is a ridiculous one.
Well, I mean, what joy, what pleasure, what nadir, what height, what stimulation, what kind of, I don't know, ecstasy. How do you say that?
Ecstasy.
Thank you. do you get by throwing the damn goalpost in the river? Why would you throw it in the river?
And you know what's even crazier? They walked miles to the Tennessee River with this goalpost.
They were so euphoric that they was just like, we won a game.
I'm like, who was carrying this goalpost? Goalposts are not little. They're huge.
We won a game. It just goes to show you that people in crowds will do strange things.
Man, you got to imagine. These are all drunk people doing this. That's the funnier part,
allegedly.
Too. Alleged drunk college students. I mean, who drinks in college, right?
I didn't drink in college.
And that's because you were at Harvard and University of Chicago.
I didn't drink in college.
You had actual work to do. At Tennessee, they go to Tennessee for the football games.
Wow. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Woo! We are. Woo. Look, people, I'm drinking me some water.
Okay? Allegedly, a lot of college students go. But
clean that up.
But check this out. You want to hear how even crazier point to this story, too?
What's that?
They've raised $161,000 from over 3,000 people.
Well, that's the least they could do. Because they did not figure out that they would need to go post next
week. For the
week.
Next game. And that was the whole point of raising the money.
Yeah, they were like, the season is over. No, it's not.
We have 10 more games.
We have 10 more games that require two goal posts. You know?
That's a good one.
This may sound like an off segue, but it really isn't. Martin Luther King used to talk about something called Freedom High.
Okay.
So in the Civil Rights Movement, rather, when they would have victories,
people would
get freedom high, and they would start thinking, not only can we change the bus laws, but we can change
everything.
America. And Dr. King used to be like, okay.
One thing at a time.
How about we take it one step at a time? And I noticed, because I know Andy Young and Jesse Jackson, and what they both said to me is King always said, that one over there is freedom high. let's bring it back. This is Alabama High.
Alabama High,
you
man.
Beat Alabama, you lose your
get
damn
super
mind.
Strengthened.
Super strength. That was good. Super strength.
Because I do not understand
in
what world I could imagine hundreds of drunk people carrying a gold post down a street.
Cheering. Like, you know, just euphoric.
Alleged drunk people.
Alabama High. Oh, yeah, alleged. Let me just say that. Alleged.
I feel like we got to stay in the South now because the South just tends to have the funniest, most outlandish stories. And this one's pretty good, too. I'm not going to lie. According to WFLA, a Florida duo was caught stealing thousands of dollars in what they call liquid gold. Do you know what liquid gold is?
No. Not in this particular case.
So, according to some sheriffs, a couple used cooking oil, well, actually pumped cooking oil out of another restaurant in their area and stole thousands of dollars worth of liquid gold. That's what they call liquid gold, is that used cooking oil, because it can be used for, you know, diesel fuel and other, you know, kinds of products of that nature. So.
So we're stealing cooking oil now? That's where my mind is. So now we've moved to that.
Yep.
They're stealing cooking oil.
Mm-hmm. And probably had gotten away with it for a long time, too, until they got caught.
They got caught.
They did get caught.
Did they get arrested and all of that?
It does not say, but I would imagine. They said, you know,
they got caught
red-handed. I'll just put it that way.
How did they get, you know, how they got caught?
So a deputy says that he was patrolling around 3:15 and spotted them wearing headlamps, the duo. This is a couple, by the way.
I'm done.
From behind the restaurant into a white box truck.
The headlamps is when you lost me.
Yeah, no. That they were prepared. This was a whole.
So he's driving by. He sees them with the headlamps.
At 3 in the morning. Pumping oil out of the back of the restaurant.
Oh, Lord. I don't know if I should be praying for these people or joining the chorus of condemnation.
I don't know what you should do on this one, honestly. This one's pretty new for me.
Yeah. So let me give you some advice. Mm. You know, if you ever find yourself in a particular place in life.
Yeah.
Where you have to steal something that requires you wear headlamps.
You should probably rethink.
And has the term cooking oil in the sentence associated with what you're doing.
Yeah.
You, how the mighty have fallen.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, that's out of order. But listen, here's some of the wisdom. And some of the wisdom is that just because it's stupid.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you won't be held accountable for it.
That is true.
Like, right?
We say, win, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah, so, you know, people are not going to hold you less accountable
Yeah.
because you stole kicking oil, right?
Yeah.
than they would if you stole gold, gold.
You're right.
It's still stealing. That's what people need to understand. Stealing is stealing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, literally, whether you steal a pencil, whether you steal money, or in this case, cooking oil, it still is what it is. And it's not the thing you take that gives it its moral content.
It's the principle.
It's the practice and the intention.
Yeah.
How about you just leave other people's stuff alone? Trust your own greatness.
Teach us that in kindergarten. It's one of the first things
trust
we learn.
Trust your own greatness. Yeah. Trust your own ability. Mm-hmm. And go out and get what you want for yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a word right there.
See there?
That's a word.
We went from cooking all to a word.
A word. Hey, that's how we do over here, though.
Judge dead, people. Keep going.
Well, according to The Guardian, a woman was arrested for feeding homeless people.
What?
Can you believe that? And she was 78 years old.
What?
And she was the first person that's been arrested under this ordinance. But there was an ordinance that made it a crime that was punishable by up to 4 months of imprisonment to share food in public parks for charitable purposes.
Whoa. What city is this?
It's in Arizona, man.
This is in the state of Arizona.
I can't tell you what city. I don't want to go to.
I got it, but this is the state of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. Okay. He said that.
And there's a law that says that you cannot share food in public spaces with other people.
There's a law and an ordinance was passed by the city council,
which is effectively
that makes
a law.
It a crime punishable by 4 months to share food in public parks for charitable purposes. So because it was a public park, I think that was why. You know, but the mayor said the ordinance only applies to public parks.
No. You will not continue this story until someone explains to me who is the curmudgeon who came up with this.
I mean, I do have the name of the city, but I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Snitches get stitches.
Right, and podcasts get sued, so I understand that. I get it. But my point is, keep going. I'll respond.
I mean, the mayor said that only churches, clubs, and private properties are free to serve food to the homeless without a permit. So because this woman didn't have a permit, who, mind you, this woman is a chef who always believed that, you know, her cooking skills were meant for her to share to the less fortunate, and she believed that when you have a lot, you should share it.
Okay, let me ask you this, and you may not know from the story, but maybe you know just from your own capacities.
Mm-hmm.
What was the logic of the law?
I guess maybe they had some instances, you know, in parks there where people were, maybe something happened, somebody gave somebody some bad food or something, and a homeless person may have got. I can't think of any situation where you would have a problem with people doing charitable acts like this when we need more of it in the world.
See, I thought that maybe they felt like if you are able to randomly feed people without a permit in a park, that it would draw more homeless and hungry people to the park.
Yeah.
So they're trying to protect it sounds like a quality of life law, right? But it actually undermines
the whole
purpose of life, which is to be a good person, which is to care about people other than yourself.
There is a brighter side to the story. The charges were eventually dropped, but in her defense, she's seeking injunction. She, you know, claims that the law infringes on her right to carry out charitable acts, I agree.
Is she suing, maybe?
Yeah, she's suing.
No, I would totally sue.
I would, too.
I would totally. First, she's 78 years old.
78 years old. That's what I was about to say.
Why would you do
that? And she continued to help, and I applaud her for this. She continued to help and feed them nearby in a private, you know, she stayed within, you know, the ordinance and did it nearby, but continued to do what she did and then came back and said, you know what? Even though the charges were dropped in the interest of justice, as the prosecutor allegedly said, I'm going to keep on being me. I'm not going to let you guys change who I am for that. And I respect her for that. I really do.
Well, I'll see you a point and raise you a point. How about instead of putting people in jail for wanting to feed hungry people in a park, How about you work on policies that eradicate the need for people to be
homeless
hungry
and hungry and anyway, yeah.
fed in a park?
You're right.
I'll see my point and raise my point.
I commend you on that.
You ready for
this? Toasting my glass.
Well, I got another one for you.
You got another one. I'm still got my glass up.
I mean, how about we understand fundamentally, mm-hmm. because there's some people in this country who say government shouldn't be involved in, mm-hmm. you know, helping the less fortunate and all of that. Yeah. It should be the work of charity. And so here you have someone
making that effort
who's actually doing what some people in this country claim poverty should be handled, and she gets arrested. Makes no sense.
Right? Like, you can't win.
So here's the wisdom. You ready?
Let's go.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Got your seatbelt on? Mm-hmm. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's not stupid. And just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right.
You're right.
Doesn't mean it's ethical.
You're right.
This is a wonderful example that you can have all of the machinery and the mechanism of law behind you
and still be
morally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
See, we need more people like you in higher places that I feel like can trickle that down, because I'm not going to go too much into that, but I think you pick up what I'm putting down. Anyway, on a lighter note, we're going to
I have no idea what he was referring there. Just
you'll figure it out later. No. Just let it marinate. Somebody out there got it. Somebody got it.
Really, you're going to do a little smoky eyes to the camera?
Yeah, a little smoky eyes. That's my camera right there.
Wow.
What do they call that in the Jumanji movies? A smolder. That's what The Rock does.
What is happening on this show? We just went from...
Just rich being rich.
I had a rich ethical argument. And we just metastasized into you smoldering.
I'm just saying, I wish that there were more people that thought like you. And, you know, that's all. That's the point I was trying to
make. Well, I appreciate that.
In higher places.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So, on a lighter note, I'm going to take it to one of my favorite countries. Well, some of my favorite people are from this country. Argentina. Have you ever been to Argentina?
Some of your favorite people from Argentina?
One of my teammates was from Argentina. His name's Pablo, and I freaking love that guy. Just a beautiful human.
No, I've never been to Argentina.
No? I'm curious. It's one of those places I've always wanted to go. That's why I was asking. Anyway, not that you care, but according to the Huff Post out there, Argentinian pet dealers have reportedly been selling weasels on steroids and disguising them as toy poodles.
What in the world did you just... What?
First of all, I want to know what a weasel on steroids looks
like.
Me too.
I want to know how you can't tell the difference between that and a poodle. What?
Oh, man. So, I'm sorry. I got to gather myself. So, a report says that it caught their attention in other sites because after it, I have a picture, actually, for you.
Oh, wow. They
it
do
does
kind of
look
similar.
Like a poodle.
Oh, oh wow. They just showed us a picture of it.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Remember that again?
I need a second to recover from this.
You
this
could actually...
Much. You might be, I don't know, actually.
I have a different perspective, don't
yeah,
you?
A little bit, yeah.
Maybe a little
I couldn't
bit.
Picture it at first, but I do
but
see
now,
it.
Yeah, because you can
the
see.
The weasel looks a little scary, though. I'm not going to lie.
He looks demonic.
It looks a little scary.
It looks deranged. Like the weasel. What's it called, steroid rage? The weasel has steroid rage.
Oh, my stomach. Man.
You all Google. Okay.
Yeah, you guys could go
photos of weasels on steroids next to poodles, and it will be remarkably similar.
Oh man, I needed that laugh. But wait, so this is how the story came out. A man, he took the toy poodles to a veterinarian, and he found out that it was actually a giant weasel. Could you imagine taking your dog in for a checkup and being like, yeah, I might want to get him fixed, you know? Like, and then you go in and you find out you got a whole ferret. And
a whole ferret. That's funny.
So Brazilians actually call it a Brazilian rat. Believe it or not, that's kind of disrespectful to ferrets, in my opinion. But a ferret given steroids at birth to increase its size and then it gets groomed, that isn't really rare out there, believe it or not. It's something that happens all the time. And that's like one of those
urban legends. And this is one of the places you want to visit.
I do, actually.
What does that say?
I mean, there's crazier stuff that happens in America, and we live here, so. But you want to know, how much do you think they were going for?
How much?
I want to know your guess. How much would you pay for that
steroid poodle you just saw? I wouldn't pay a damn thing for the steroid. I wouldn't pay a damn thing for a weasel or a poodle.
But wait.
I'm not into animals. I don't want an animal in my house. I'm not walking you. I'm not feeding you. I'm not cleaning up after you.
Can I tell you something even funnier about it?
No. If you can't flush the toilet, you can't stay at my house.
Wait.
Go ahead.
So, I'm going to tell you. You paid $150 for this poodle. But the funny thing about it to me is that there was another woman that said she was tricked into buying this poodle, and she thought it was a chihuahua. She thought she was buying a chihuahua. I'm like, there's nothing about what I just saw on that screen that screams chihuahua to me. So that's pretty funny.
I'm not a dog person. What does a chihuahua look at?
The Taco Bell dog. The little chihuahuas.
Yeah, little Taco Bell.
Te quiero Taco Bell. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you know, chihuahuas are totally different.
She thought that was
that's why I'm laughing.
Oh, yeah, no. No.
So some of these people, I think, are just not the sharpest knives in the drawer to begin with.
Allegedly.
That's going to be my favorite word soon.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah, I don't know. Am I supposed to respond to this story?
I don't even know. I just wanted to know your thoughts because it is so funny to me that literally people are out there doing this and giving weasels.
Oh, but you know, there is a kernel of wisdom.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Go ahead.
People see what they want. We do it all the time. When people come into our lives and we know,
that
your intuition tells you this is not a good person, we invent a person that we want to see.
We see what we want
to
see.
And we connect to the imagination and the one that we've invented in our head, only to discover that what you thought was a poodle is a, wait for it, rat on steroids.
A Brazilian rat.
We do it all the time.
Yeah.
We do it all the time. And while these people have done it with animals, the more dangerous dealing
is people.
It happens to be people.
You're right.
And so the wisdom here is, you know, look at it for what it is. Look, see what you are actually looking at.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Before you bring it home. Stop bringing people home and you don't know what they are.
Yeah.
I could do this all day.
I was going to say, completely absurd to very grounded in wisdom.
Listen.
Very fast.
Because been there, done that.
Yeah, yeah.
I may not have bought a rat that I thought was a poodle.
A Brazilian rat.
But you bring people into your life who you thought was one thing.
Yeah.
And that's why you need to be slow and patient with how you admit people into the circle of your confidence.
You thought you had a show dog and you got a whole giant steroided out weasel. It's crazy. What a life we live, huh? We gotta be careful out here. So, I'm sure you know about the app TikTok, right? Yeah?
You know, every time you do this.
I'm just double checking.
Every
time
you do this.
I like confirming my sources before I just.
I think to myself, where should I bury his body? But no one
don't say that on the air if you're ever planning on doing it, because y'all know where to. Y'all know, look, y'all know right. What happened to
he
me.
He knows some spaces in nature to do it, you know. Yes, I know what TikTok is.
Okay, so you know how they have different trends, and some of them potentially can be dangerous, right?
And most of them of low regard. Keep going.
Yeah, well, people are taping their lips shut to avoid mouth breathing at night. So, you know, when you sleep and you're breathing through your mouth, to avoid that, people are taping their mouths shut, and it's been coming out recently that this could potentially be pretty dangerous. People do it because they want to sleep better, and they feel like it's an anti-aging and beauty practice at nighttime.
What?
Yeah, that's a trend going around. An actual trend are people taping their mouths before they go to bed.
Now, you may not know, and it may not be in the article, but is there some sort of thing connected to breathing through your mouth when you sleep? Or is this something that TikTok has invented?
That's what I'm wondering.
Because, you know, everybody on TikTok 9 months ago were geopolitical strategists talking about the Ukrainian war. And then, you know, a year ago, they were immunologists, right, talking about the vaccine. And now they are sleep therapists.
Yeah. I mean, apparently there's a bunch of different types of mouth taping methods on the market that people, you know, are doing. But apparently it's supposed to help address snoring, which obviously you can't snore.
But you can barely breathe.
But you can barely breathe.
Right. That's the problem. Okay. Hold on. People, look at me. Look, this is my. How about we not try to fix a problem by creating a more dangerous one?
And that's the whole point right here is, you know, they're saying that it could be often linked to allergies, colds, chronic nasal congestion, all kinds of things of that nature. But for some reason, I don't think that method probably works as effectively.
Let me tell you something. Let's say you and I are sharing a room, right? We're sharing a room.
Yeah.
We take the judge dad verdicts on the road.
Yeah, and we're sleeping.
Right. And because Tyler's cheap, he won't get us our own rooms. So we got to share a room.
Yeah.
So we got twin beds in the room.
Yeah.
And I roll over and look at you over there.
My mouth is wide open.
Like, no. And your mouth is and your mouth is taped shut.
That's even scarier. That's worse.
I'm just, first of all.
You don't look at me different.
I don't know if I can respect you in the morning. You know? I mean, what were you thinking?
I would love to know the questions you'd ask me before.
The first question would be.
Wait before I answer. Good morning.
My first question would be, are you okay? And my second question would be, where did you get this from? Who told you to do this?
TikTok.
Oh, there you go. And my third question would be.
TikTok University.
Yeah. Oh, don't make me cuss. This is a PG podcast, right? Right, I can cuss on it. See, I've been liberated. No. This is bad.
Yeah.
This is bad.
It's bad, man.
I mean, didn't TikTok come up with the thing of licking toilets?
Yeah.
Y'all were up on TikTok licking toilets. Yeah. And now you're taping your mouth. When are you going to stop?
Yeah.
Just stop. Go sit down somewhere.
You know, and there's so many other methods you can do, you know. Like we said, nasal strips.
But does it work? Does it stop you from snoring? Do you know?
I mean, I know it probably stops you from breathing, but
yeah, that's fine.
I mean, it says all of these underlying issues that you potentially could have could be handled by visiting, you know, an ear, nose, or throat doctor, a sleep specialist even. There's literally people that specialize in helping you sleep better. I don't think any doctor is recommending you getting some duct tape and putting it across your mouth before you go to bed, though.
But you know, listen, you know what kind of infuriates me about this story, honestly, is how gullible
some of these people
and how willing people are
yeah.
to take information from other people who don't know what the hell they're talking about. I mean, we live in a time where people...
But it went viral.
Well, don't make me cuss.
We
live in a time... I see. He's triggering me, people. We live in a time where people resent expertise.
Yeah.
And we think that knowledge is egalitarian. It's not. The capacity to learn is egalitarian.
True.
But to be actual repositories of information and knowledge and expertise... Only a few people have put the time and the dedication into doing that. And you should go to those people for your sources. It's not legitimate because it went viral. It's not good because a million other stupid people.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes. It's not good because it went viral. It's not important because it went viral. It's just not.
It's just viral. That's it.
That's all it is. Anyway, at the risk of becoming... like our friends on TikTok, we got to go, okay? Thank you for tuning in. This has been, I think, a most interesting episode. Richard Morrow, my co-host.
The one and only.
Yeah, the one and only. I am Sean McMillan, Judge Dad, and we're going to have to leave it here. We'll see you next time, and next time, I promise, it'll be even better. Bye, y'all.